The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with one of my favorite humans walking the earth as we speak. Probably my favorite Vegas-based human. That's for daggum sure. Partly because Tracy's amazing, partly because I just don't know that many people in Vegas. So it's a low bar, but still top dog in Vegas. Tracy Thompson, she is one of our mindset coaches. She is smart. She is kind. She is loving. Our people are so, I would say I try at least once a month to thank her on behalf of Cleaning Nation because she's the best. So good news is you get the benefit of her brains today. The better news is, or as good a news is, this is one of the few topics I was so excited about. I actively sought Tracy out because I'm seeing, you know, I get coached with the folks and when you start seeing repeated bumps or roadblocks or things that get people stuck. And I get frustrated as not a mindset coach, just a guy who knows a lot about business, but not as much about helping humans change their behavior as Tracy does. I'm like, I'm going to get the smart lady in here. She's going to sort this all out and I'm going to sit in awe. So if that sounds interesting, you're in the right place. If that sounds boring, fast forward. I don't know what to tell you. So the issue I've been seeing, opportunity I've been seeing for you, Cleaning Nation, is when I talk to folks, typically before their clients, they say things like, oh my gosh, I'd really like to get out of cleaning. I'd love to, you know, stop cleaning. I'd love to make this change in my life. And because I know, we know as a team, you know, and we'll get hundreds of applications a month to deal with a couple dozen. It's not because we don't want to help as many people as we can. It's because we found the people that really want help have to be really committed. So people will say things, and I think we kind of get beat into like, you got to be optimistic. You got to always never give up and all that sort of stuff, which is the truth. I think that's, there's some truth to that. It's like not, but we warp that into going instead of having a business plan and instead of being all uncommitted, I'll just tell myself everything's gonna be okay. So when I try to have a real conversation with people that have been really frustrated for months, years, sometimes decades, they built this wall of protection. It'll be okay. It's not that bad. If I just have to go back and get a job. And then in the same sentence, I'll be like, oh, I could never get a job. It's terrible. It's miserable. And they just, in the conversation, go through the loop that I see them playing out themselves over weeks and months and years, which is, I'd really like to change. And if I was honest, I'm unhappy with my life and I'm frustrated and I don't feel like this is what I was made to do. But I've tried and failed before. And if I try and fail again, it's going to be devastating. So as opposed to really going out there and going all in on something, I'm just going to tell myself stories of it's not that bad. And it is heartbreaking to watch. I feel mildly equipped. Tracy is massively equipped. Talk to me, walk us through anyone that's feeling that, Tracy.
Wow, what a topic, especially at the top of the year, first of the year, whenever you're watching this. For us, it's first of the year. So I think this is such a vital, important topic because it's at the core of everything. Literally every change you want in your life, in your health, in your relationships, in your business starts and ends here. So buckle up. Okay, so here we go. So you're absolutely right about one really primary thing that you said there, Mike, that I want to go back, circle back around to. And that is that we all have a lot of stories we're telling ourselves all the time. And when we're unhappy with something, the story is, oh, I'm sick of it. I'm tired. You know, this really has to change. I really want to see that be different. That's one story. But we have a stronger story, whether we recognize it or not. If we haven't made the change, we haven't really committed, there's a stronger story underneath it that says, but it's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be painful. I don't know what it's scary. It's, you know, going to require a lot of me. I don't know if I'm ready, blah, blah, blah. Right. That story is stronger.
So really quick, because I don't even get that story. So you're like moving ahead at what feels normal pace. I'm like, oh no, we got to slow this thing down. So I think if people came to us saying exactly what you said, as articulate as you said it, I know this is what I want, but I know I've got another story that
I'm not willing to do the scary things. Help me through that. At least they'd be dealing with reality and we could help them. I don't get that. What we get is, oh, Tracy, I love cleaning. It's not the cleaning that's, I could clean. It's not that big of a deal. You know, it's not my favorite. I know I should be growing my business, but it's really not that bad. And if I had to go get a job, it's not that big of a deal. And if I just stay here, it's not that big. So we don't even tell ourselves the truth, which is I'm miserable. I'm just afraid to change. Like, I'm like, bring that. We can deal with that. But what about the people that are, and I know it's not the truth because they just told me 10 seconds ago, like, oh, I hate working for someone. I can't do it. I can't clean. I know I can't hit my financial goals if I'm cleaning. It makes breaks my heart. So how do we get them from where you're in the paradise land already? You're in the promised land of already people being clear. How do we get them even to that point?
Very good point. Okay. So let's just set a framework. Let's just make the assumption that if you have not changed something, anything, in your life, in your business, it is because there is a pervasive, stronger story about not changing. And it's usually fear-based that has something that sounds something like, I'm afraid of what's on the other side. I'm afraid of the work it's going to take. I'm afraid of failing. So let's just assume that if you have not changed, there's another story. So the first step has to be, what is it? What is that story for you? And just assume there is a story. And we need to start tuning into that. Like, really sit with that for a minute. When you think about changing, when you consider all the things you complain about and know are true that you need to do, tune in, take a moment, just be quiet for a minute and listen to what comes up. Listen to the voice. Listen to that voice that goes, yeah, but. And it usually starts out that way. Yeah, but. Because that's what we hear, right? You come to the call with us as an example. They go, yeah, but Mike, it's not that bad. So there's lie number one, right? It's not that bad. Well, what's that story about? That is exactly what you said, Mike. It's self-protection. The challenge with that is if we keep buying that story, if we keep acquiescing and succumbing to that story, we will literally never change. So right off the bat, let's recognize that. Telling ourselves it's not that bad is the first step in staying the same. So your desire for change, the pain that comes along with not changing, has to be so conscious for you first. You have to feel it. And you have to be willing to face it. You have to be willing to do that in order to change. And I think that's really where, Mike, where people get stuck right there, is that very moment where they go, ooh, that doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to listen to that voice for more than a hot second. And I'm just going to gloss over it and move on because that doesn't feel good. So and I say this a lot. There are different types of pain in this world, okay? So there's pain that comes along with growth. We call it growing pain, right? Growth pain is productive. So when we think of change, the kind of uncomfortability or, quote, pain that we are afraid of is, at least that's productive pain versus suffering. And I just want to draw a distinction. Suffering is being a victim, basically saying, well, what can I do? Oh, it's not that bad. I'll do it later. All the things, the lies that we tell ourselves that keep us in the same old cycle, that's suffering.
Or even
suffering
worse,
is the same old thing over and over, right?
When I want to give one thing, because there's, I think worse than the lies we tell ourselves are the truths. Or the half truth. So there can be, I think the problem is people will tell me two things that are both true, but there's degrees. So they'll say things like, I really want, and I'm just going to stop cleaning because I think a lot of people can effectively hear that. I really want to stop cleaning. True. I don't mind cleaning all that much. I think that's could also be true in a certain light if they look at it right. Right. If you know what I'm saying? I'm afraid no one will do a good job like me. I'm afraid all my employees will leave. So there's a bunch of truths or things that we're choosing to be true or stories that we tell ourselves. So I wish it was lies and truth, right? If it was, because I think we can combat lies. There's no one ever in the history of Earth that has ever hired another cleaner to do work for them and it's impossible. Well, that's easy to knock down. That's a lie. But I don't mind cleaning. It's not that bad. It's really not a lie. It's just a story. It really is a story that we
right.
that isn't super serving. So how do we, I get how to beat up the lies. How do we beat up the truths people tell ourselves that are half truths or less than truths or less powerful truths?
Well, the first thing is to recognize that all our stories are a choice, even when they don't feel like it. Even when it's a story you've been telling yourself for so long just to cope, it's still just a story. Hmm. All things in our life started with a story and continue with a story or change with a story. So you're right, Mike. I mean, you can choose the story that you've been telling yourself and get the same results. Or you can choose to feed and support and commit to another story and change. And I know that sounds oversimplified, but when facing the potential uncomfortability that comes with change, boy, I'll tell you what, you better have a stronger story that you really are committed to get past that. Not the old one of, well, cleaning isn't that bad, for example.
So, I think that's simple, but not easy. So I don't think you've right. oversimplified it. You know, we all acknowledge that choosing the stories that we tell ourselves, choosing the mm-hmm. questions that we ask ourselves mm-hmm. is simple, but it's certainly not easy. So for everyone listening, this isn't a magic wand kind of a thing. It will work, but it takes discipline. So let me make sure I'm clear on step one, and then we can move on to step two. Yes. So step one, I hear you saying, recognize it's all stories. There's no the mm-hmm. truth around, I hate cleaning. I want to get out of cleaning. I don't want to get another job. This is hurting my financial future. Those are all just there's very few things that are hard and fast truth. Like gravity would be a truth, but then and nowadays, even that I'll probably get debated on in this postmodern, like there is no truth. So understanding most of the stories, if not all the stories, have some element of truth and some element of whatever, but we can, as opposed to getting hung up on the truth, not that truth isn't important, but for things that are perspective based, right? What I mm-hmm. think is the truth, Tracy might have a different perspective, and the truth probably somewhere in the middle, right? I probably have a piece of it. She probably has a truth piece of it, but no one is the arbiter of all things true. Maybe God, and he ain't on this podcast or listening, I doubt. So step one is recognize almost all the things we tell ourselves are stories. So yep. as opposed to true, false, good, bad, maybe just look at them as this story is going to get me towards the goal I want. And this story, the story that's been predominant, has probably kept me at where I'm at. Step two, I guess that I would ask. So I love that. You say it's oversimplified. I'm dumb. I'm like, that's how simple I need it. If that's oversimplified, that's the dumb level. Good. That's the level I need. So oversimplify it all. So the second thing is, once we get that, which hopefully many of the listeners are like, okay, I can kind of see a world where that's the truth. For me, I'm pretty good at in the moment going, okay, this truth of, or this story of, I love cleaning, it's not that bad, blah, 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 everyone, employees suck, is not serving me. I'm going to choose this new truth of, I really want to own a company, and I really do want employees. And it was just my fears. And if I have to get over those fears and step out in faith, then I'll do that. Good. I think many, if not most of the listeners can do that because you made it so simple. Problem is, I'm going to sneeze, take a nap, wake up tomorrow, and then everything's changed. And that old stupid story of sometimes decades right back at me. How do I change my long-term behavior?
Well, that's a million-dollar question.
All right, there. I did win something right here.
Yay, ding, 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 ding. You're the million-dollar winner. That's a million-dollar question. Is not how do we, even when you have a better story, let's just assume that you're going to choose a story that serves the future, supports the future you want. Okay, so let's assume that. That's step number two. Step number two is you got to choose a better story, a stronger story, and it better be really powerful. So that's the caveat. It has to be emotionally tied. You have to feel it. You have to imagine it, be able to have details around it. It can't be vague or weak, or, you know, it can't sound like, well, you know, I really like that to happen. Like, that's not a strong enough story to get you past the old one.
Let me give an example for the A types out there. That's perfect. So you're speaking to the people that kind of have your energy. There's some of my people out there that are just confused. So let me speak to them and bring them up to speed. What that often looks like for me, because I'm like, you know, concrete stuff, which serves me sometimes and isn't so great sometimes, hence me having the traces of the world to like balance our team out. What that can look like on the concrete side is, what do you want? What's your goal? Oh, more money. Nothing. Million. I don't want to put a cap on it. Millions of dollars. Drives me up a freaking wall. Because if you come to me for coaching on how to make more money, the best coaching I can give you is do more work. Like, that doesn't mean anything. So the difference between what Tracy's saying of this gelatinous story of, I want things to be better, I don't want to clean anymore, and I want to wake up and have my coffee and have my husband or my wife or myself and my kids look at me in a certain way, I want to feel like people are honored to be here. Like, see how that's very concrete versus I want to clean less or no more. With money, I want to make more. How much? Way more. Yeah, I don't want a cap on it. Millions of dollars. And then we think we're doing good business owner stuff by not putting a cap on ourselves. It's not called a cap. The only cap we have is before we die. So it's some tomorrow, you're not going to be a billionaire. So maybe we just have a goal for tomorrow and a year. And if you want to be a billionaire, fine. But what do you want to be tomorrow? And then another version of that is, at least 10 grand, maybe 15. It's better. But still, what the frick, man? Like, if you give me a loose, if you give yourself a loose story of 10 grand, 15 grand, I don't know, 17 is better. That doesn't mean anything. Right. I need $9,837 to put my kid into this school, drive this car, pay off this much debt, serve this many people. Concrete. All right. Sorry, am I weaving what you're saying? Am I taking you off track?
Yes, absolutely. And to that point, you know the old saying, doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results is insanity. Well, I have a different version of that. Being the same person with the same stories, doing that, being that over and over and over and expecting different results is insanity.
Would it be too far, just to make it even simpler, because you gave me two things, being the same person, telling the same stories. What if I stripped out the being the same person? What if I just said, telling yourself the same stories you've been telling you, and expecting a different outcome, a different ending to the story when you haven't changed the story, that's nutballs. I think if you tell yourself different stories, you will be a different person and then you will have different things. But just for those, because to me, being a different person sounds overwhelming. That's a little scary. I'm like, now you're getting to meddling. I don't know if I'm ready for that. It's too much. But if you just say, tell yourself different stories consistently, I'm like, I can do that. And then, you know, you're like, got him. He's going to become a different person anyway. But it's a bite-sized chunk. If we say, be a completely different human being, I'm like, stop doing drugs that you've been doing for 20 years. I'm like, that's too much.
You nailed it. That's how you start. You start by changing the stories. Because we are a culmination of our own stories that we've bought into. And that's it. That's who we are.
Let me back it up one more, because I love being so dumb. So I can ask Tracy that, like, all the dumb guys, all the people out there, like, hold on, I'm still confused. Would it be fair, and slap me around if I'm missing it, if actually telling yourself a different story, that's even step two. I feel like step one is recognizing, because we're so embedded in it, right? If I'm cursing all the time and I'm trying to stop until I recognize the words coming out of my mouth, that was it. I can't even change. I can't even stop. So would it even be fair to go first? I have to recognize I'm telling myself a story that's not. I think that's the insidious part. Because if we, at the end of the day, go, I told myself nothing but good stories, but they were just the same crap. So I guess, how do we start? We'll go backwards. How do we even recognize when it's a bad story? How do we make that be a yellow flag or red flag?
So it's really, I'm going to make it really simple.
I'm loving it. This is why I love Tracy.
So any story that any saying, belief, words that you tell yourself around the topic, the subject you want to change, let's say get out of cleaning, because that's the one we've been using. If it sounds like, we'll use the example, it's perfect. I don't mind cleaning. It's not that bad. I don't mind doing it. I don't want to do it long-term, but I don't mind doing it. Sounds something like that. Ask yourself one simple question. Does that story help you change that? Has it helped you change it in the past, right? If it's not taking you where you want to go, then that automatically means that story is not the one you need to be telling yourself to go where you want to go, period. If you haven't gotten the results you want with the current story, then you need to change it. I know that sounds almost so deceptively simple that you're like, wait, hold on. But, you know, no, but isn't it true?
You want to go back another step. So I feel bad because I'm trying to, like, go, what's the next step? But you keep saying, like, hold on. Now I feel like there's a step behind that one. So, because these are all presupposing things, right? Sure. So, stopping telling yourself stories that aren't getting you where you want to go assumes two things. One, I know what a story is, and you just kind of what a story that's not taking me the wrong way is, and you just help that. But then there's the other one that's assuming I know where I want to go. So, how do we get the people that are just right at the beginning that are telling themselves or they're confused, well, Tracy, maybe I don't really want to get out of cleaning. Like, how do we, you know what I'm saying? Cause you're assuming if this store isn't getting where you want to go, I'm like, I'm not sure I want to go. Like, I want to be a billionaire, but I'm not sure I want to do what that costs. I want to get out of cleaning, but I know that comes with other things. How do we start with even getting clear on what we really want? Or am I making this harder than it needs to be? And that we don't even need to start there.
No. Well, I mean, of course in order to make any change, you have to know where you're going. I mean, it's kind of like getting in your car and telling your GPS, hey, I want to go somewhere.
Or what I would get is, I'd like to go north.
Yeah.
Right. There's not somewhere. We got a little specificity, but not much.
I want to kind of go in that direction. And your GPS is going to give you nothing, because it's like you without a destination, it cannot tell you how to get there. So our brain is very much the same way. If you tell your brain, I want more this or kind of that or sort of this or, right, I want to grow my business, but you don't have anything specific, your brain is just like a GPS. It's going to go, okay, we'll just sit and idle until you figure it out. So definitely you have to have some sort of specific destination, like get out of cleaning, hire cleaners, get out of cleaning. That's at least one specific action. That's one specific thing. Now, how to get there, all those details, that comes later. But at least that's a destination that you can then ask yourself, what stories or objections do I have to doing that? Those stories are the ones that have served you in staying where you are. So does that answer the question?
Yes. So let me do this. I'm going to give one of the pitfalls that you said something that made me, I want to make sure people hear. I'm going to sum up the steps that we take, and then I'm just going to leave it wide open to you to kind of finish the podcast as you see fit.
Yes.
So one of the pitfalls I see people making, and Tracy, God bless it, I should have written it down, but I don't want to not make Tracy, because she was saying about kind of understanding where we want to go. God bless it, I missed the pitfall. So let me sum up the steps, and then hopefully I'll get that pitfall again. What I hear Tracy saying is, first and foremost, we have to know where we want to go. We have to be clear on that. Then and only then, and I would might say embedded in that is, how committed are we, right? Like, I'd like to be a billionaire and I'm committed to watch 10 minutes less TV a week. Okay. Right. So let's just acknowledge then that maybe we're not meant to be a billionaire, and that's probably not going to happen. And stop beating ourselves up with this. I want this, but I'm not willing to do it. Like, okay, either I want it, I'm going to start moving, taking action towards it, or I want it, but I'm not going to take action, and then quit beating yourself up. Step two, recognize based on clarity of what you want. Gosh, that thing that she's like right on the cusp of my deal. Based on the clarity of what you want, start recognizing when you're telling yourself stories that are at cross purposes with that goal. And then three, have a compelling, detailed, concrete, emotion-filled replacement story that will get you where you want to go. Did I hit that correctly?
Yes, 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 yes. And I just want to say that if this is new to you, I highly recommend having another person that is not you, not only bear witness, but be that person that it's so hard when we're trying to change fundamental things about ourselves, hidden or almost subconscious stories that run our lives and patterns that we've been in for a long time. Having an outside person that can help you hold yourself accountable. It's not them holding you accountable, but someone that can hold that space with you, for you. Man, that is just so, so important, because change, some people can change their mind, change their story, and do it all totally on their own. But I will say, Mike, that I've done this long enough and I've been a coach long enough. I've just seen it that left alone, when things get hard, it's all fine and good when they're fired up and excited and ready to go. But when it gets hard, that's when they need somebody else or multiple somebody else's. Right. To help them stay on course, to help them keep themselves aligned with that new story. So I just want to throw that in there because it isn't always easy to completely this initial part you need to do on your own. That has to be an internal change, has to be an internal commitment. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, in order to, you asked, how do we keep it going when things are hard? I will say the number one thing is you don't try to do it alone.
Yeah, I remembered and wrote down my pitfall. So I'm going to share that and I'm going to tag on to what you're saying and then I'll let you wrap it. I've shared the story a couple of times, maybe even on the podcast. Cesar Millan, I don't know if he's still on TV, but the dog whisperer, right?
Right.
Super effective getting behavior change in animals. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he wasn't able to do it by himself. He would literally have to take the dog away from the environment with right. the other healthy dogs.
Right.
And that pack could do more. And I think we see that coaching.
And the other healthy humans.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously. So I think we see that when a decent portion of our clients are not surrounded by people that are supportive. And mm-hmm. it is really hard to change that story mm-hmm. when everyone around you just, you know, wants to claw you back down into the muck. Some people can do it and God bless you for, and if you're one of those people, you're probably better than I am, but it's unnecessarily hard. And for many people, just not possible to overcome all this outside data. It's like, there's all this firestorm about CNN and Fox and all these different newses. If you just watch this one thing, it's really hard to have a different perspective. And if that's the perspective you want, I guess that's fine. Like you can, and I'm not knocking either one of those.
Or just even people in their immediate circle that telling them the same story.
We see it with, CNN's the devil or Fox is the devil.
Sure.
But sometimes with our own people that are toxic, we can't see that. So if you're watching CNN, you don't sometimes realize it's biased. And when you're watching Fox, you don't sometimes realize it's biased. We have friends and family. We don't realize they have a bias towards not serving us. So the one thing I had, the pitfall I want to give you, and then I'm going to let Tracy just run this thing any way she wants and finish this up, is another problem I get when we're trying to get that clarity. It is, and this is so, I don't know if you tell me, Tracy, if you have this problem, it feels like a Mike A type personality that half the audience will connect with. Tell me if your people, Tracy, feel it, do the same thing.
Right.
We go right to solving. So I'll say, man, when you want to say you want to do better, what does that mean? Like, how many hours a week do you want to work? How much money do you want to make? Oh, well, I'd like to make millions of dollars, but I know that I've got to clean and I've hired clean. And they go right into the stories of how to fix it before they're even clear on where the map is. So it's like me going, where do you want to go? Well, I want to go east, but you know, I feel like a train's going to be a better thing because I've been on buses before and they're super slow. And you're like, hold on. When you say east, are you talking about the neighbor one door down to the east? Because that's a different conversation than, you know, the other end of town, which is different than the East Coast of Florida, which is different than East Asia, right? And if you start trying to solve before even clearing what you want, it just makes it muddier. And that's a circle we can get into. So I think that's kind of our self-protection mechanism. Like, oh, you're not going to let me tell bad stories about how nothing's going to work? Fine, I'll just confuse the bejesus out of you by talking about all sorts of things. When you're trying to just get clear, I'm going to jump in there and try to solve problems. So watch out for that pitfall. All right, Tracy, the floor is yours. What did we miss? What do you want to hit? Say what needs to be said and we'll call it a day.
So bottom line, step number one, get clear, listen in, tune in to what stories you're telling yourself. If they are not taking you where you want to go, assuming that, as we said today, you've got some clarity, please get clarity on where you're going, be specific, have it be emotional, change the story that you're telling yourself to adjust and align with where you want to go, specifically where you want to go, and make that story so visceral and strong and emotional for you that you can feel it. And then thirdly, get support. Have people around you, community, at least one person that can help you stay in alignment. And you know what? Now's the time to just do it. Get it done.
Beautifully said. I love how Tracy just like puts a perfect bow on it. Done. Hands up. Girl did it. All right. Let me give you the kind of the next steps. If you are going, yeah, I love this, but before I'm afraid, you know, so for any of you that are mass consuming these, which is great. I mass consume a lot of podcasts. That's great. But you got to stop, especially if one spoke to you. And if this spoke to you, please, 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 before you go to the next podcast, stop and go, okay, what do I need to do different? How can I actually, probably my least, I love this podcast, but my least favorite thing is we've done 700 episodes. It is so easy to just listen over and over and over to all the podcasts that just get smarter and smarter and smarter, and your life stays exactly the same. So is before you go to the next podcast and the next fun thing and the next topic with no action, take a minute, take a beat. I'm going to make an offer we don't typically make because I think this is a really powerful podcast that I don't want to leave those of you that are stuck with us to the end without next steps. So the next steps are going to be step one, get crystal clear on what you want and how committed you are to fix it. Like, and step two, start recognizing the stories that you've been telling that have got you the wrong way and start creating stories that will get you the right way. And then and only then can you start getting like all the tools that we give in terms of, you know, people like marketing and client attraction, all these good things. There's not a blessed thing wrong with them. But without that clarity of where you want, telling yourself the stories, because again, the story's gonna be, I tried this before, it doesn't work, it'll never work, it works for other people. If we have all those stories, all the perfect systems across the world won't help. So if that's you, we do, and again, we are almost always overwhelmed with calls and have less people able to help you, less coaches than we have availability, but we'll do our best. Go to growingcleaningcompany.com/talk. You can fill out an application to have a conversation with a coach. What that is going to look like is the conversation we just have. One of our coaches will have it with you. Sometimes it's me, not often, where we're literally just going to go, where are you at now? Right. Let's get clear about what's actually happening. Right. Cause then we actually forgot to talk about that, Tracy. Like before we can even get where we want to be, if we're not clear on where we are, you know, I want to get to Florida. If I don't know, you know, that I'm in Arizona or Dubai, that's kind of a big deal. And what we're unhappy with, right? Do I really want to get with Florida? Is Dubai not that bad? So it's just an opportunity to have this conversation with one of us to help you come up with a plan to actually get you where you want to go. So growmycleaningcompany.com/chalk. Chalk, not, you can go to chalk. I do not think it'll be a good thing. /talk, TALK, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Check it out. And we love helping you owners get clear on what you want and help you get a plan to get there. Talk soon.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.